let's continue.
I'm driving.
Okay. So you were talking about Rabbi Sobel, apparently a school in the
area. Yes, I have. In fact, we were in Katmai. I had one of his boys ready invited from when we were on the farm. His son is still there.
Okay. Yes. Now, for you as a youngster,
at that age?
Yes. You were beginning to explain going to, Cheder, it English school?
You mean here?
Yeah.
I had a Zman Cheder, a kindergarten class in the summer before we got here.
Yes. That's right. We remember that.
And the maid us say Moody and they broke in the morning before we got our breakfast.
But when you came here to this country, how did they handle you having to go to
Judaism,
school?
Judaism, the best they could.
English and Judaism both.
Well,
you had to learn the language.
You're right. We were fortunate in Kingston. Even the Italians had a way of communicating with us. There was no time you could count a penny or two because it was new to us. And to the store we went for Hershey Kisses. And he knew he didn't show him what he wanted. I was registered in 1910, and I registered every 10 years they take the census.
Yeah.
Age, and they dated me for the 28th day of July. I was born the 26th day of Thomas. But that year, he came out late in July. To this day, I am dated the 28th day of July. In a leap year, when they have a month, it usually throws us off the center, but that's beside the point. Anyhow, that year we finished off just watching. Berry Township. It wasn't a late road, it was in their township, Berry Township. Census Bureau came around, I think, the first week in April, 1910. Well, 1910, after 6 years. Started in that fall in town. I was a first grader. I was capable to learn a little because I had this help out of in Europe to count. And who helped me most? That's the recipe from my mother. What is it so hard? Svemo Finfis Sen, the Hussin Sen, Svemo is Swansea. I'll never forget. I knew the tables long before I could say it in English. Now, this is not because I'm bragging, but it is because the mother was the father and the mother and the housekeeper and the occupation. I couldn't stand at that age that I wouldn't gather the kindling together to start to fire, but she was afraid to let me do it. Because at that age, kids are kids.
You knew them in Jewish, Yiddish. So how did you come to the English?
Listening to what my older brother and sisters were having in school. See, I had two sisters and an older brother, 7 years. And he was bar mitzvah in Europe.
Oh.
His birthday was the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and we didn't come in until December. And you would be surprised how much I learned just to listen to them whenever they were making. When I got in school, I didn't care about short division. Why? I watched them doing the long division.
You didn't go to kindergarten here?
No.
You went into first grade?
No, I was a first grader. This teacher at that time, if I can't remember her name, it's Landis family teaching. At that age, you can go there. Hope because we didn't last long there. The 20th of February 1911, we moved to the farms.
And where were these farms?
In Penn Township, next to Jeanette and Penn Burr.
You would say you were.
Within a year's time, we made the big. A year and a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember distinctly, we got on a train at Kingston and get off and make sure we get on that PRR. My father with the oldest two sisters and brother brought six cows and a team of horses and what they could put on the wagon and the furniture that we kept together that 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a year and the 20th of February from the 12th of December would be a year and a 2 months.
So he had bought a farm, and how big?
He didn't buy it.
Oh,
he rented this
he
farm
rented
through some of his friends that he helped out.
Yes.
By cleaning up the jugs. You've heard me tell you about these bars and those days. Well, in the country, it was not unusual to find two, three farmers together to have a distillery. And this is where he made a nickel on a jug by bringing, cleaning them up from where they were in the road, so to speak. They treated them with silk gloves, these here Italian friends. Pascatura and, well, I can't think of the other man, Italian's name, but it was so cute. I'm forgetting. There were two relatives, and they operated. I'm not sure whether it was just that one bar or they had others. But they bought this farm for a coal venture. And it was a good buy for them because the members of the family were coal miners.
They thought there was coal there.
There was coal there.
Oh, there was.
There was coal. In fact, they had what we call the top tier. That they today they just take the ground off top vein, and if they are fortunate enough, now they're under bond by the state. They have to, what we call, fill back in, because it's a mountain or a gob if you let it become...
For environmental purposes.
That is correct. And they reseed it and plant it into, especially the soft wood, Christmas trees. They just flourish because the stirring up on the ground, that deep, gives these here tender shoots or roots a chance to develop faster than had it left it alone in its original way. Now, what the coal at that time, I have no idea what the price was.
But your father, on this land, there was enough land for a farm, which your father rented.
It started for a five-year...
Five-year lease it was.
The reason that is because, oh, it couldn't last but a year, and in fact, they warned us when we moved in there, some of the neighbors, that Jewish farmer won't last, because it's been by Chukas and some of the Italians, and also the others, but how do I repeat this, what was there among the neighborhood? As we grew up, and the children went to Spurl School in Penn Township, you heard these things. Indeed, because it was all in one room at one time, and it got a little bigger, it was in two rooms.
These words about Jews.
Well, they were Jewish farmers were something to behold, ready to build. Of course, in New Jersey, it was a different story. But here in western Pennsylvania, Sansons did not have a farm, but they had a nice herd of cattle in Greatville, about 10, 12 lots, so they didn't have the pasture field. And these were our competitors. You couldn't find nicer people, whether it was a public sale, whatever it was doing. They ended up Simchas Torah on a farm from his shul, Jeanette. Why? Because we were already established to some degree. They just met a lovely mother. She had a knack of raising ducklings. And ducklings, if they get a little stream of water, and the green fluid, they grow just like mushrooms. Shores de care ducklings, who shores the simple store. Well, they never ate anything like that. They would walk 3 miles to the farm, the simple store. I'm talking about a million. There were some that had to ride home back because the family wouldn't let them walk to it. And stop off at Isaac Gross' place, and stop off at the brother-in-law's place on the way, because these were what we call West Jeanette. And before they came into Penn, well, there was a felder there, which I showed you who the felder himself couldn't do much for a minion. He came along to the farm, of course. Anyhow, this was a simple story. And This is from one year to the other. We were 5 years on this farm before we got the genuine place, which is adjacent to the place where we were renting.
Okay, and that place you, father bought then, is that right?
You're looking at the so-called mixmaster. These people were Kiefer by name. Bill Kiefer was the owner and his wife. Her stamina's a woman smoking a corn pop pipe. I couldn't go fast enough. I never saw anything like that. Can't forget it. Dad, is it true there's others that do that? Oh, you should come up with me in the country. They grew their own tobacco. And you know how they cured it? You know, the fall of the year when they destroyed, this is the southern areas. Mm-hmm. They hung them upside down in the barn with the steam of the other fall of the year, other, which is except they had it. It cured it like they couldn't get it outdoors. Because, you know, talking about a barn, driving the big load and still not reach we call the overshot. We saved the overshot for Passover feed. Because we could select the best out of the crops. Now we're coming to something where it's fitting to be Jewish.
Yes.
Why? Because you take any crop. The first is cotton, the days that they can't dry, cure them in the field. The second crop, it hinges what you have. Dad Michonne was one of the first alfalfa users in the township, and the mayor, because he got it through the county agent.
One of the first alfalfa users.
Well, alfalfa is more than an annum. It's biannum and triannum.
Mm-hmm. The three crops a year?
You can find the hinges on the weather.
I see.
And the following year, if you take good care of it, you know, fertilize and top dress it, it's a better crop yet because it already sunk deeper in the root. Because vegetation, my dear ladies, they don't grow above the surface. They don't stay idle. They go down the roots deeper in the ground. And this, I think I mentioned to you, the grape harvest, mm-hmm. because it shows faster than it does on a little grassy.
Yes. So you're starting this farm, then
at the Kiefer farm.
We'll begin where your father rented it. He made that farm go, right?
Well, he stayed 5 years on it.
Okay.
And
so
when these,
he was successful.
The owners came out to see, check on us. Well, on a Sunday, they added a room for us in the building with a, I think some of a porch also. I can't tell you what had helped us to stay there. Water was a problem.
Water
was a problem. We had a hollow some water, and that, of course, oh yes, we added a what we call a lean-to to the barn.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were 8 or 10 stalls. So out of the 6 cows we brought there, I can't give you the acronym. The lean-to came through Jake Myers whenever they were putting in the 4 mm-hmm. rails through where it was on 16th Street in Jeanette. What did the railroad company have? A temporary building for tools. Well, in that shed there, I don't think he had to buy very much more because Jake Myers put it up for them. And Paul, the son, and I, well, we were playing ball and having fun going to school together. I don't remember what my father bought it. We were busy a week hauling it to the lean-to to this rented farm. And the lean-to is against the building. The width of the building must have been enough. I think it was just about as wide as it was long. Because of the slate roof, and they lost it. Anyhow, there's room for 10 cows. So from 6, there's no time we had 16 because we already had them what we call in the overshod under the protection, but that was no winter housing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the second year while we were there. We've been there in 11, and by 12 we had the lean-to built. And then when they saw this, what my father made on a rented place, they were eager to help us. Now these are Italian people, and added on to the house to give us more room, because, well, in the summer we were out on the porch.
This was the original farm then, the first farm?
This is the first place we rented land.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We had moved, and we still was renting. And before the year was out, season of the truth. Dad had bought it. They came to him and gave it to him at his price. The farm that we rented in 1911. We moved on 16, Bermuth in July, and we were there in April for Pesach. We got in. We actually was farming the Kuiper farm because he was an old man, and he seen what my father was doing on the neighborhood there, and he had a grandson my age. I helped to pick potatoes as well as watching the cows. I helped to bring in Mr. Kuiper, who couldn't get off the wagon. And there was no time, I was one of their boys. And I'm not bluffing you. And oh, to this day, well, I've been a Mäkler. You know what a Mäkler is in Yiddish?
No.
The agent. And believe you me, 61 and 3/4 acre. A smooth deal, $6,000, $100 an acre, and threw the 1 acre and 3/4 in for good measure.
So,
this was in the summer of 15.
1915.
We were sharecropping, I think, 2-3 years before that, because my dad, Michelle, had a wonderful way of harvesting before I raised.
Now, you as children, during those 5 years, had to go to school, yes?
Correct.
And
we were in Burrell School.
Burrell School.
Yeah, it's already had a brick building that burned down the frame.
Ah, okay.
Two rooms, yes. In fact, in 1912, Penn Burrell was building their new school building, 4 rooms, and still standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Burrell today is Penn Trafford.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
White brick. You would have to see it to believe it this day, like it was just put up a year ago. Perfect stone foundation came out of the quarry, which is right in the neighborhood. In fact, you'll find some of those quarry stones and forest hills.
Yes.
Through the, this is Wilson's doings, the time when they gave these young men a job when they came home from service and they didn't have a trade, and they were out there. Oh, there was a name for that.
There was a program for returned soldiers who didn't have jobs.
Young men,
President
Wilson. Didn't have jobs. They had two quarries on this farm. Yes, because they had one there with two children drowned. It. They wanted to collect that deep and that much stone to quarry. That was. It's a soft stone, but you can. Here brings me to Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu. I have to put on a cap. I can't talk about him without doing justice.
Mr. Blyberg is going to get his yarmulke now.
Children, make a bra. I have to tell you this.
He's going to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu.
Well, anything that's in our holy scriptures, it's in print, has been tried and proven. And it is the Holy Spirit. But my dear people, 40 days and 40 nights to carve out the Ten Commandments. Now this is not hearsay, this is proven facts. Was he more Asian than he was human? Of course he had a miserable cousin in Korah. You know, you heard about him. If he wouldn't have had gold at that time, he was silver, he couldn't have made a golden calf. When he saw that, you know what happened with the Ten Commandments? So he had to do it over again, and he broke them. As a kid learning this here, how could anyone, wherever he's at, in the desert, and we've lost plenty of our brothers and sisters in the desert. You know, this is no news. The last 40 days, carving stone. And believe you me, he didn't live to see the labor of his works, where he was heading to, and he wasn't a jealous man because he was glad to see Korah sink where he did with the golden calf and all the others. So it's wonders how they survived under those conditions. But many of them returned back to Egypt. It's a fact, you'll find it in the small print. They couldn't stand the desert. You're trying to show how miserable it was in the sukkah to live a week.
Morris, may we get back to your history now?
Well, this is history because I learned
but it. I see how your mind, you remembered quarrying, the quarrying of the stone.
Yes.
During
yes.
Sinai.
The truth lies, yeah, we're stopping. How did we get the Kuiper farm? By helping him farm.
Yes.
2, 3 years. Oh, there was more than that. The first year, I think we were there, and he saw that, oh, 40, well, my father leased from the coal company about 40 acres the same year. I was, oh, but I have a job watching the cows without fences.
Okay.
Especially when the war gardens were put out. You know, an animal has got 4 feet, and they go, they travel.
Yes.
My sister Ann, most educated out of us 7. She had a chance to be on Indiana Normal School. She was supposed to help me if I showed her the olive base. Well, how could I show my sister the olive base when I had up to 20 head of cattle to watch? And my object was to see if I could bring home some Murphy wooden buckets that they were through with the hard tack at that time. This is long before your days. Mm-hmm. Candy, it's in the hot weather, it'd stick to one another, and they would put it in the window. So half the time when I bought the wooden buckets when I was in town delivering, I could have the chance there was anything empty, and I already had customers that were saving for me. For 10 cents, we paid for a wooden bucket. Well, my dear people, everybody had candy. Whether it was chunks or whatever it is. Ann was supposed to help me when she got down to Kuiper's with the red, beautiful lips there. 3 years younger than me. She might know what's Grandma Kuiper, and she had a daughter living in England. His daughter had Mahabdil. His grandson, little Billy. Well, we were doing things together at that age. I can't even repeat. Anyhow, cattle got into gardens, and I got what I deserved, H-E-L-L. And let me tell you, it wasn't very long we had some fences up, because everything's wide open. You know, the rental of our farm, if you don't keep up your buildings, you don't keep up your fences. You know, when a storm knocks down a tree and breaks your fence, you're not going to run to the courthouse or the square. If you are any kind of a boulevard, it's your neighbor.
So, in the school, after school you had chores to do on the farm.
Oh, yes.
Before you went to school.
I think I could find some pictures. We already had bottles that Ann would carry the books, and I carried 2 baskets of 8-quart milk, because there were places on the Penn Hill from the coal companies. There was just a path, you know, a big road.
And these were to sell?
These
to
were customers.
The customers,
yes.
Okay.
And when they saw what we were bringing to them, we couldn't produce enough.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's remarkable. Well, one good turn deserves the other. My dad, if it isn't fit to use on the table, don't take it out.
So the whole family was really helping on the farm.
Oh, yes.
To make it go.
Yes.
And your school, through what grades was this school? From first grade
to the ninth.
To the ninth grade.
9 elementary grades. In 3 years to finish up, we had no high school in the country.
Mm.
We had to come into town to finish up to get a high school.
Uh-huh.
And this sister Ann, while we're on it, she made that in the Indiana Normal.
Very, very good.
She won a writing diploma, so did my younger the baby, Leah. And they could beat us boys up a mile on taking orders.
Yes. So it was a life of really work for you
as a youngster.
We did
nothing but.
What did you do for playing?
Well, we had a team that was playing ball. She got in there. But the cattle got into the gardens. I couldn't spend much time playing ball. What did we do for fun?
Yes.
At the home, we had dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade. Did you ever see the homemade?
You had electricity in your house at this time?
We didn't get power until the year of
1938.
Oh,
my.
We had lights that had 300 candle power and the Coleman lamps.
Was this part of the rural electrification program of Mr. Roosevelt then?
Yes, okay. That was under
Mr. Roosevelt.
Yes.
38.
They couldn't turn us down. Oh, I'll come to that because many of our neighbors had what we call the Delco battery system.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that?
Yes.
It was too costly for what we needed because we didn't took that many batteries. And we came pretty near building our line on our expense by hooking on to the West Penn at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to our land, but they had to get the right of way.
So until then, you had to work by candlelight and by lamps.
No, we worked with lanterns.
And lanterns.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. How many summer days we finished up with the lanterns?
Ah.
These ice cream wagons, that's what we had, with lanterns.
Uh-huh.
The other on the mantle came later.
Now, you said that there was a water problem also on this. How did you manage,
We had to haul the water from the foundry was at what we call next to the railroad, and we could get all the water we needed because they had an abundance. And help one another in the barrels, we hauled it up.
Now, working on the farm, how did you take care of the Shabbos, the Sabbath?
It was a problem. Couldn't because the refrigeration was a sad business. The crushed ice, how long it could last. And you're asking me, well, Dad wouldn't get on a wagon, Shabbos, or would get on an automobile, even young to walk to shore along the track, and more often the ones we walk with us. It was difficult, but in the house, my dear, I don't have the big life there. What the camel sticks.
Mm-hmm.
His mother had, each of the youngsters had a camel. Yet we were nine on the table. Friday night, it was, we had, and Chumashim and the Sidurim was in the house. Where they came from? Some from Europe. Back by. You got me started.
Mr. Blaberg is going to get a Sidur. Is it?
Well, to me it's more of a hummus.
A hummus.
Cedar in my hand.
Okay.
I have five of these.
That they use, that you used as a child?
No, this is it. That you see.
I have in my hand a hummus, and on the back is written, gift from mother and father on my 30th birthday,
1933. That is correct. I have five of these. The one that the Devorim is in the, let's see.
And he has another.
I have five of these.
A set of five books given to Morris on his 30th birthday by his parents.
Yes.
Five.
I was in the city at that time. This is, we come to the 29th.
Yes. Okay.
So we couldn't buy gasoline at home. There was no cash.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you a question about the Sabbath. So you kept the whole Sabbath not working, or did you have
to take care of the stock?
Okay.
There was not a question. Dad, that we kept him from as much as possible. He's getting older.
Yes.
And, of course, these people are not publishing any more of these books.
Yes.
We have to bring them in from other places.
you could spend some time here. And if you, are you fond of some of these books?
I will have to see what you have. But we have to I'll have to spend some time here looking at them. Right. Oh, you have many. I see.
You're a
person who likes, who loves books.
I have it upstairs.
Okay. All right.
But not as much as it's down here, but here. There's some books here that you're
And
welcome.
So you had these books with you from Europe, or did you get these?
No, these were...
In your house when you were having the Sabbath. You had brought your
Sudurami. Oh, my goodness, Jenny's, my older sister's house. And she had some sporing with the leather covering.
That you brought from Austria.
From Austria, yes. Mm-hmm. Especially the Machzor Rim. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Machzor, yes.
I think they are still in the family. I hope they are.
Yes.
Oh, we